It's too hard. There's too much information. Facebook, Twitter, dear God, when does it stop? And I don't do Facebook as much because people, you can type as much as you want, and that's the problem. People don't know when to shut up. It's like diarrhea of the fingers. Like somebody, like a mob person should come in with a hammer and just break their fingers and go, oh, you're done. You're done. Well, I had a bagel this morning. I thought about having a donut, but Dr. Oz says they're really the same thing. It depends on what you put on top of the bagel. I like that thick cream cheese. Now, sometimes I've seen people put salmon on top of a bagel. I find that so perplexing. I'm from Wisconsin. I can't imagine just slapping a walleye right on my thing. Maybe it's a Jewish thing. Duh, 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 duh. No, no. That's why I like Twitter. It's 140 characters, and then they kick you off. You don't have to approve people. You can follow me. Yeah, there's all kinds. It's like a little baby Jesus. People just sign up, follow me all through town. Great, fine. 140 characters, that's all you get. And I actually got an argument with Lewis, my friend, because he goes, that's terrible. Is that what society's come down to? 140 characters, that's all your thought can be? Yeah, Lou. Yeah, and I think it's wonderful. And I think if you think about it, if anything was really important throughout history, it could have been said in 140 characters or less. If they had Twitter whenever, oh, look, here's a tweet. The British are coming. The British are coming. There you go. Do you need to know anything more? No, you don't. You don't need to know anything more than that. Heads up, Nagasaki. Not kidding a second time either. Hashtag, hope you have a hat. Things are gonna get weird. Yeah, I'm just saying, warnings, things like that. Mitt Romney said after many, many months, of thinking about why he lost the election, and you can Google this, he said he realized that it was mainly because he didn't tweet enough. Really? That's what you're going to tell yourself where you go to sleep at night. That was just one tweet away from winning. It's amazing how people can fool themselves. I didn't vote for Mitt Romney. It had nothing to do with politics. I didn't vote for Mitt Romney. I will never vote for Mitt Romney because he said, and I know he's telling the truth, because they would have proved differently. The press would have, and he's a devout Mormon, so I completely believe him, that at age 65, in his life, he had never had a drink, a drug, a cigarette, or a cigar. Ever. As an Irish Catholic, that sentence couldn't even go in my head. I just, air. Invalid information, rephrase, question, check age. Because I said to my brother, think about it, Pat. The only people that we know that can truly say that are babies. And that's just because they don't know yet. Yes, they like juice, but they haven't had a Bud Light. They don't know. And I judged him for that. And that's not fair to that man, but I did. I judged him. Because to me, a glass of wine or a cigarette or maybe a Lunesta, one of my favorites. If you've never taken a Lunesta, but you've seen the commercial, I'm here to let you in on a little secret. That neon butterfly is real. Yeah. Wow. Green, pink, they're beautiful. But those are the ways a normal adult relieves stress to me. Well, a cigar, maybe some pot, whatever it is you do. And if you don't do any of those, any of them, my mind goes to alarm state where I go, alien. I think you're sleeping with a goat. That's how weird it is to me. That's not fair to Mitt Romney.
But social media is good. I just think it has its place. And I think we have to really watch our children on social media. You know, because we do. We got to watch our children on social media because, you know, their world is different. You know, we went outside to play and those kind of things. They different. You know, they got their computers and that's okay. They're iPads, but what happens is we got to make sure they know the difference between what's real and what's not real. That's what we got to make sure they know. And if we don't help them bridge that gap, they're not going to be able to bridge it. But it's hard because we're addicted to social media. So how are we going to help them? We were sitting around taking pictures all day long, taking selfies at work. And we do it because nobody on social media is honest, if you know that. You wouldn't post another picture if people told the truth. If you posted that picture and somebody replied, damn, move your loaf of bread head back from the can. I mean, it fell out the chair scrolling through my timeline. I never realized you were that unattractive. You wouldn't post another picture. But we don't do that. We press like and show the picture to everybody we sitting with and bust out laughing. Look at that outfit she got on. And then we type gorgeous. That's what we do. We wouldn't take no more pictures. And we Instagram everything, anything. At the grocery store, Instagram and ketchup. That's gonna set that hamburger off. What are you talking about? Like ketchup just came out. Why are you Instagramming that? Ketchup ain't just come out. Why are you Instagramming that? I mean, I do it too, don't get me wrong. But I'm just saying. Take a lot of pictures, and we talk too much on social media. Tell everything. Somebody trying to kill you, you lead the killer right to you. Woo, just dropped the kids off at home, making a steak, running a bubble bath. I like being at home alone. Why would you type something like that? Asking people to pray for you, you don't even know who they worship. Pray I get this job. They like, in the name of Lucifer, please let this job fall through. Thank you in advance, Satan. Amen. You don't even know who they worship.
Just gotta look out for that kind of stuff. People find you on social media you ain't even looking for. It's good, but we just gotta be mindful of that kind of thing. I had fun with it too. The older you get though, you think about things differently. You know, like you gotta be in good relationships. A lot of y'all couples and stuff out here. You dating? Y'all dating? How long?
2 years
going good? All right, good. She was just like, I said it's going good. She was like, I mean, you know, if he said it's good, it's good.
So you told me you've been getting on the computer a lot lately.
Oh yeah, and getting on Facebook. What?
You get on Facebook. Yeah, what do you do on Facebook?
I like getting on there and defriending everybody possible. Why? Just so they'll wonder what the hell they did wrong. It's funny as hell.
That's not nice. I know if it was nice, it wouldn't be funny as hell.
I did actually lose a friend on Facebook the other day without defriending him.
How's that?
Well, an old buddy of mine posted that his wife died.
Oh.
I clicked like. Then I posted, mine's still alive, sad face.
So you're getting into social networking.
Yeah, a little bit. You know what I don't understand is why young couples today keep nude photos of themselves on their phones and then text them to each other. What the hell? When I was young and dating my wife, I never thought, she's so beautiful. I'm going to marry her. The first thing I'm going to send her is a picture of my balls.
What? People ask me all the time if my show is family friendly. What am I supposed to say now?
It depends on your family.
Well, since you've gone there, do you and your wife have a decent love life?
Oh, she does things to mix it up now and then.
Really?
Yeah, she bought a pair of handcuffs.
Really?
Yeah. Like I need another reminder that I'm serving a life sentence. Handcuffs at our age. That's like 50 Shades of Old and Gray.
So is there good communication between you two?
I guess. The other night she said, your lips say no, but your eyes say yes.
What'd you say?
I have glaucoma.
So how's the actual love life?
You mean sex?
Yes.
It's always doggy style.
Walter.
Yeah, she rolls over and plays dead. Then I just lick myself and go to sleep.
I'm sorry.
Walter. Come on, good comedy is when you can paint vivid pictures in everybody's heads. That was a then go.
Yes, it was. Say goodnight, Walter.
Thanks, everybody. That's Walter.
She has another job. She's our interior decorator. Look, I gotta admit, man, we have a beautiful home, and that's because of my wife. Because she's an interior decorator. She has a degree in interior decorating. She got it on Pinterest. Oh, she's always, babe, look, I'm gonna do that. I just need some moss. I need moss. I need barbed wire. I need pallets. Oh, she scared me. One time we're driving down the street, right, normal day, and all of a sudden she goes, oh my God, stop! I go, oh shit, are you okay? She goes, there's pallets. I need pallets. Get those pallets. In the back of a grocery store stealing pallets for Captain Evil. She's in the front seat on her iPad. Hurry up, it's hot out there. My hair's gonna frizz. Hurry! Well, she came home one day with a dresser that somebody threw away. She was all excited too. Babe, come here, look what I got. I go, what is that? She goes, oh, it's gonna look like this. I go, oh, no, it's not. She says, yes, it is. It's my DIY. Oh, she woke up Saturday all badass in her DIY outfit. My wife bought clothes to mess up. Because she has to look cute for her Instagram photo shoot. 15 minutes in the living room before the DIY. DIY day. Just to delete all of them. No, no. Oh, she'll get me involved. Babe, take a picture of me. But get high, get high. No, get on the counter, you're short. Get high. Who is that? I wish I was married to my Instagram wife. Oh, she was in the garage for 20 minutes. Back in the house. Oh, it's a lot harder than I thought. Can you help me? No, baby, it's a do it yourself. I love her though. So now I'm outside like an asshole. Now she's my boss. Sand it more there, sand it. That doesn't look like the picture. I mean, look at the picture. Look at that. I'll be inside. Call me when it looks like the picture. 6 hours of my Saturday. 4.5 trips to Home Depot. $692 left. I could have went out and bought 3 of these. She has the balls to come outside. Hashtag DIY. No, woman. You tag me, woman. You tag me.
I don't pop balls in real life. I don't. But on Instagram, I do. Like, I be lying my ass off on Instagram. I'm living a life that ain't mine half the time, you know? Shoot, I'll do some little Bow Wow shit. I'll just lie on Instagram. Yo, that shit was funny last year, though. If you know what I'm talking about, like, a little over a year ago, like, guys, I think it's a year and a half ago, like, Bow Wow went on Instagram, right? And he posted a picture of a private jet. And he said, I'm flying from L.A. to New York, start working on this new TV show. So Bow Wow gave the impression that he was flying cross country on a private jet. Well, Bow Wow makes the post, then this guy is on a United Airlines flight, looks in the back of the plane, Bow Wow's sitting there, you know, regular ass 32B middle seat. So this dude gets on his Instagram, was like, this motherfucker lying, he on my flight right now. He takes a picture of Bow Wow, you know? So they had this thing for like 3 weeks on Instagram called the Bow Wow Challenge. It was hashtag Bow Wow Challenge. And all it was people posted shit that they wasn't doing, but they said they was doing it, but they wasn't doing it, but act like they was doing it, right? And I never did the Bow Wow Challenge. I never did, because I didn't want people going to my Instagram page looking at all the lies I be posting, you know? Because like I said, I don't pop bottles in real life. Oh my God, but I'll be in a nightclub, I'll grab 2 big-ass Ace of Spades bottles. Tell my homeboy, take a picture of me real quick. I'll be on Instagram. Yeah, I'm double fisted tonight, motherfuckers. I'm going in. Hashtag doing what I do. Post. Appreciate that. Thanks a lot. Yeah. I'm just gonna get a Bud Light. Thank you. See, I remember one time I was at a marina. I was walking by all these boats, and right in the middle of the marina was a big ass yacht. I got on for the yacht. I was like, yep, about to take my new boat off for the day. See what the ocean's talking about. Hashtag doing what I do. Lies. I was never on that yacht. I was at Five Guys in a cheeseburger when I made that post. Shit. Let me tell you something. If you ever on my Instagram page and you see hashtag doing what I do, I'm lying. I'm fucking lying. That is Cobra Ryan. I'm lying. I'm gonna lie about these shows. Watch. Watch when this shit airs. I'm like, damn, San Antonio showed out. We sold out the AT&T Center 4 days straight. Shows, hashtag doing what I do. And don't be fucking on my line. I'm like, yeah, fuck you, man. You was on the Riverwalk by the Empire Theater. Just go with it. Be like, Gary, I was there that night. I was in a suite, hashtag sweet live. Go with the lie. Ain't nobody gonna know. You see the stage. They don't know where the fuck we at.
And you ever had somebody say something so stupid to you on Facebook, you just had to go investigate their profile just a little bit? Like, I went to the man's profile. He said he was studying to be an RN. I said, huh, you already a RN, a retarded And shout out to everybody in here right now. Shout out to everybody who got a smartphone with a cracked screen. Mm-hmm. Talking about you waiting for your upgrade. But your shit ain't till 2 years later. So every time you get a text message, you getting glass shards in your finger and shit. Girl talking about, why I take you so long to text back? Cause it hurts, bitch. And they got this stupid app now, and it's called Snapchat. I don't know if y'all have heard of this. That is the dumbest app I have ever heard of. It's an app that allows you to take a picture and send it to somebody, and it disappears within a matter of seconds. It's kind of like this, ladies. I sent you a picture of my dick. No, I didn't. I had a chick, right, and she was looking sexy, man. She had on a thigh-high stocking, she had her breast all out, and she was looking amazing. And she sent me this damn picture, but it disappeared. I was like, I texted her back mad as hell, like, what the hell did you send me this for? I can't jerk off in 5 seconds, what the hell? You find somebody that can jerk off in 5 seconds, they need to be put in the Guinness Book of World Records, and they need to run for the presidency next term, because they can get done fast. That's all I'm saying. But not me. Not a punk, I'm a survivor, man. Give y'all some background. You know me, I used to work at Golden Corral. Woo my ass. That place is terrible. As soon as you walk in, it smells like diabetes, don't it? You know it's bad when the only good thing you can say about your establishment is, we got a chocolate fountain. That's the best thing about it. I seen a put a steak in there. And he was just turning it like a rotisserie chicken, just. I said, your fat ass gonna die, man. Now I used to work in the back washing the plates, the knives, and the forks with my white friend, James. Now, there was an old black dude named Fred. He used to wash the pots and the pans. Now, Chris Rock said it the best about old black men. He said it the best. He said, old black men are the most racist people in the world. Who the f*** are you? Who the f***? Yeah, who the f*** are you to talk about? They don't even fight you. They just shoot you. So, they decided to send rolls to the back, right? I thought it'd be funny to pick up a roll and throw it at Fred. Because I like messing with people. I picked up the roll, I threw it at Fred, it hit him, hit his water, the water splashed him in his face. But he thought that James threw the roll. Yeah, old shit, right? So in the back of Golden Corral, I kid you not, he had a civil rights flashback right there. And it's like he turned back into a slave. As soon as it happened, man, he said, phew. Hey, you throw another roll, and I's gonna f*** you up. Now, New York, I had a decision to make. But I ain't no punk, I'm a survivor, so I was like, yeah, throw another roll. And I was like, wait in the water. Wait in the water, whoa, wait in the water. Me and Fred gon' stick together. Cause I ain't a punk. Hell yeah.